Renaissance Festival Podcast.
Welcome to the Renaissance Festival Podcast. I am your host for today's episode, Jesse Linder. I'm an entertainer at Renaissance festivals across the country, and I'm also a proud Patreon sponsor of this podcast. I had the good fortune in February and March to be part of the Florida Renaissance Festival, and my glad task today is to share some of the incredible music that I got to experience during my time at that festival. Today's podcast started off with a tune called Child Grove, which was performed by a loosely gathered group we called the Morning Music Ensemble. It represented a number of groups that performed throughout the day at the Florida Renaissance Festival, and we gathered together first thing in the morning to play what we called early music, as opposed to the more upbeat and rowdy material that you might hear on the music stages throughout the rest of the day. We have members of Cantiga, Iron Hill Vagabonds, my group, Hammer and Pick, the Harper and the Minstrel. And we started off every morning with a half hour of this music. It was a great way to start the day. Coming up next is a track from my brand new CD. The CD is called Crescent Moon. The song is called Bonnie Ship the Diamond. I had a lot of fun recording this with a number of my friends. The CD is going to be available on CD Baby soon, but in the meantime, you can find out more about me by going to my Facebook page, facebook.com/JesseLinderBard. So here's the Bonnie Ship the Diamond. We ready?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. One, two, one, two, three. Diamond is a ship, me lass, for the David Strait she's bound. And the trade is all tarnished with bonny lasses round. Captain Thompson gives the order to sail the ocean wide. Where the sun it never sets before, no darkness in the sky. And it's cheer up, me lass, let your hearts never fail. For the bonny ship, the Diamond, goes on mission all the way. The shawls will touch the mouth, them and their salt tears running down. Don't you weep, big Bonnie lass, though you be left behind. For the rose will close on Greenland's ice before we change our mind. And it's clear up, me lass, let your hearts never fail. For the Bonnie ship, the Diamond, goes on fishing all the way. Here's a help to the resolution, likewise your life's astray. Here's a help to the paddler of the coast and Diamond Ship of Maine. We wear the trousers of the white and the jackets of the blue. When we return to Peterhead, we'll have sweet hearts and new. And we cheer up the lads, and our hearts never fail. For the bonny ship, the Diamond, goes fishing all the way.
And now for a minute with Fugly.
So where are you off to?
I'm headed to the Louisiana Renaissance Festival.
Well, isn't that weekends in November?
And into December.
Well, aren't you a little early then?
Oh, not at all. I'm going there on pilgrimage.
A holy quest?
Of sorts.
On foot?
Of course. And if I leave today, I'll arrive just in time.
You do know that you can fly or drive there.
Hello, Louisiana Renaissance Festival.
Yes, but you don't actually live in the Renaissance.
But there's a huge variety of entertainment.
Yes, but you don't actually live in...
Plus dozens of educational demonstrations.
Yes, but you don't...
Did I mention over 100 places to shop?
Yes, but you don't actually live in the Renaissance.
I know.
So why the pilgrimage?
Pilgrims eat turkey legs.
That's not in the script.
Very well, then. Because.
Nope.
All right. Quoniam.
That's more like it.
Now I feel like I need a bath.
None of that.
This podcast sponsored by the Louisiana Renaissance Festival.
When I was young, yes, just a lad, and me father told me, son, you have to promise never ever a sailor to become upon your family's befallen. That's an awful curse. And if you try to fight your fate, you'll only make it worse. Your father's father went to sea, you see, it didn't start out well. He brought her when she let his clothes and sent her straight to hell. A horny lad of 20 years tried to kiss the dame, but dropped a lamp upon the deck and set the ships on flames. And soon thereafter all the men cried,
fire down below!
Your brother went to now we do!
His ship has gone alone!
Your grandpa died at Dead Sea, but the curse was done to me. As a sailor I set out to be, I lost me limbs at sea. A stray shot of a Spanish ship hit a powder keg. A fiery blast like nothing else gave me two wooden legs. I lay the legless under deck with
fire down below!
The
ship has gone
alone. I always told me father been a liar and a drunk. And at the same time papa stout, I packed his sailor trunk. I enlisted on a man of war to prove me all my wrong. I would show that unlike him I have to see belong. But suddenly I heard the smoke cry,
fire down below!
And I prayed to God, don't let them say,
the ship has gone alone.
I laid a sobbing like a lass behind the main top mast. As other man the pumps and put the fire out real fast. I cursed myself, I felt ashamed, then got back to my feet. I swore to never more disgrace the British Royal Fleet. But one day later I smelt smoke and
fire down below,
and all the men cried,
save yourself, the ship is gone alone.
I remember smoke and burning flames followed by a boom. I woke up on a beach to see me arms were lost and new. So now you know for sure me some the curse for it be. You will never look upon the sea. But in my sleep I still scream,
the fire down below.
And I jump to bed, scream as I wake,
the ship is gone alone.
You rotten, there's no escaping this curse of ours. I told you to stay away from the sea in that boat. I told you to be a father. And now there's a rushing of the gods. Leave in your ship, son, and what you get.
And I jump to bed, scream as I wake,
the ship is gone alone.
That was Fire Down Below by Ye Banished Privateers from their album Songs and Curses. Good day, sea dogs and ne'er-do-wells. Welcome to Searching for a Port, coming to you from the moat of the castle. As always, I am Captain Jack Gonzo of ScoundrelsIn.com, where we play the finest of pirate music. Upcoming events are the Tall Ships of Fairport Harbor in Fairport, Ohio, from July 7th to the 9th. Also, from July 13th to the 15th, are the Mel Fisher Days down in Key West, Florida. You can find more information on events, pubs, gears, and crew on piratedirectory.com. Today's lesson is on an insult that you may use. When faced with a mate who moves like molasses or seems to lack proper motivation, try this one on for size. There is more fire in a small dead fish than in all your slow body. Now a reminder, Scoundrels In airs live every Wednesday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 West. But you can also get all 100 plus past episodes on iTunes. Now, from their album, The Legend of Libertalia, here are Ye Banished Privateers with Gangplank.
Throw them in the sea! Special thanks to honorary minions Jesse Linder, Brad Boucher, and Mark Gunn. You can find out more about Jesse Linder at facebook.com/jesselinder.bard. How would you like to get more music, no ads, and special gifts from the Renaissance Festival podcast? Just become a podcast Patreon. Patreons are folks just like you who financially support the podcast. The people producing this show are volunteers, but there are costs involved in producing 2 shows a month. We have to pay for web hosting, file storage, bandwidth, and other services. By contributing as little as $1 for each show, you will be helping this podcast continue. You can learn more on our website, renaissancefestivalmusic.com, and click on Donate, or you can go directly to patreon.com/renfestpodcast. That is Patreon, spelled patreon.com/renfestpodcast. Once there, you will see the different levels of support. Each level represents an amount that you may donate for each episode produced. So go on, take a look, and join the folks who are helping this podcast continue into its 12th year. And thank you for listening.
Next, we have an interview with the Harper and the Minstrel. I got to meet these folks for the first time at this show. They're lovely people, very talented, and have a lot of interesting things to say about the music they do. This is Jesse Linder. I'm sitting here talking with Harper and the Minstrel. Why don't you two introduce yourselves first?
I'm Abby Michaels. I am the minstrel of the Harper.
Yeah, and I'm Jay Michaels. I'm the Harper. Although technically, we both play the harp. We're both minstrels, so we're kind of both harpers and minstrels.
Give us a little bit of background. How long have you been performing together at Renaissance?
Well, we started playing together, I think, around 2002.
Mm-hmm.
We did a fair in Maine, I think, together.
Yes, we
did some, played some coffee shops in Maine.
Connecticut
King Richard's Fair we played mm-hmm. at, Connecticut Renaissance Fair, and we played around New England for a few years, and then we decided to go full-time and went out on the road, and you know, around mostly the East Coast, but we've been out to the West Coast as well, and it's been since about 2002 we've been doing that together.
For somebody that wouldn't be familiar with that term, how would you describe
it? Early music is generally medieval, Renaissance, sometimes Baroque, and sometimes mm-hmm. early classical, depending on who you're talking to, but we go from 13th century, although we do a few pieces a little older than that, right up to the 70s,
occasionally.
But in the realms of early music, usually we're into the Baroque, sometimes some early classical. That's usually what we consider early music, but the focus on the medieval Renaissance.
Mm-hmm.
We also, in addition to playing on our stages, we go out in the street and perform as well, just mm-hmm. to promote our shows and also just to introduce music to people that might not get onto the stage or might not think it's their thing, but they hear it.
And they like it.
It becomes part of the soundtrack to the festival. So they might not sit through a whole set, but they might experience it for 30 or 40 seconds. And at least we've touched them in that way a little bit.
Well, we need to wrap this up, mm-hmm. but let's take care of the business side of things.
Okay,
sure.
You mentioned that you have several seats available.
Mm-hmm.
What's the best way to get them from you if they don't see you at the show?
Well, our website is really the best place for people to come. It's theharperandtheminstrel.com.
Thank you.
That was Lady Sif's Lament from the Harper and the Minstrel from their CD, The Road to Lindemar. You can find out more by going to their website, theharperandtheminstrel.com. Next, we have my good friends, Celtic Mayhem. They've been a mainstay for many years throughout the Florida festival circuit. This is from their self-titled CD, and the song is called Bedlam Boys.
First he met Tom of Bedlam. 10,000 miles I travel, Mad Maudlin goes on dirty toes. For to save her shoes from gravel, still I sing Bunny Boys, Bunny Mad Boys, Bedlam Boys are bonny, for they all go bare and they live by the air, and they want no drink, no money. Went down to Satan's kitchen for to beg me food one morning. There I got solo piping hot, all on a spit of turning. Still I sing Bunny Boys, Bunny Mad Boys, Bedlam Boys of Bonny, for they all go bare and they live by the air, and they want no drink, no money. There I picked up a cauldron where boiled 10,000 harlots, though full of flame I drank the same. To the health of all such varlets, still I sing Bunny Boys, Bunny Mad Boys, Bedlam Boys of Bonny, for they all go bare and they live by the air, and they want no drink, no money. My staff has murdered giants, my pack of long night carries, for to cut mince pies from children's thighs, with which to feed the fairies. Still I sing Bunny Boys, Bunny Mad Boys, Bedlam Boys of Bonny, for they all go bare and they live by the air, and they want no drink, no money. Spirits white as lightning shall on my travels guide me. The moon would quake, the stars would shake, whene'er they all espied me. And still I sing Bunny Boys, Bunny Mad Boys, Bedlam Boys of Bonny, for they all go bare and they live by the air, and they want no drink, no money. No gypsy slut or doxy shall win Mad Tom from me. I'll weep at night, the stars I'll fight, the frame will become me. And still I sing Bunny Boys, Bunny Mad Boys, Bedlam Boys of Bonny, for they all go bare and they live by the air, and they want no drink, no money. It's when next I have murdered the man in the moon to powder, his step I'll break, his dog I'll bake, they'll howl no demon louder. And still I sing Bunny Boys, Bunny Mad Boys, Bedlam Boys of Bonny, for they all go bare and they live by the air, and they want no drink, no money. Drink to Tom of Bedlam, he'll fill the seas in barrels, I'll drink it all well brewed with gall. Mad Maudlin I will travel. Still I sing Bunny Boys, Bunny Mad Boys, Bedlam Boys of Bonny, for they all go bare and they live by the air, and they want no drink, no money. Still I sing Bunny Boys, Bunny Mad Boys, Bedlam Boys of Bonny, for they all go bare and they live by the air,
and they want no drink, no money.
Fugly here. I was recently at Fair and I realized after searching the archives of the Renaissance Festival Music Podcast that Alexander James Adams was not represented therein. Seeking to rectify this, I asked the artist and he was very exuberant about supplying many tracks for the podcast to play. So here then is Storyteller from A Familiar Promise.
Day of this world full of wonder, I hear people say you can harvest the plunder, but as I reach out with a trembling hand, all the gold coins just turn in the sand. I feel very weary, my temper is biting, I know I've grown leery, tired of the fighting. I pray every day that it all be grand, but I sure could use help of your kind friendly hand. Please, storyteller, pull a tale from your pocket, spin me a story from your coattail so bad. My heart has turned cold, my dreams are too old, and I need to know magic's still there. Cuffs are both worn, and the seam down the back is all tattered and torn. Please, storyteller, pull a tale from your pocket, spin me a story from your coattail so bad. My heart has turned cold, my dreams are too old, and I need to know magic's still there. Burn, and I hope that I never return. Who keep the firelight bright when you're gone? Who has the insight to help me go on? You've taught me that stories once told can come true, and I hope that I tell them with magic like you. My dreams are too old, and I need to know magic's still there, yeah. Please, storyteller, pull a tale from your pocket, spin me a story from your coattail so bare. My heart is turned cold, my dreams are too old, and I need to know magic's still there.
Still there. Once Alexander James Adams had supplied us with music, I then asked him for an amusing anecdote from Fair. He told us a story of Carl the Troll, who evidently also had a song. So here then is that story of Carl the Troll, followed by the song Troll in Valhalla from Balance of Nature. We're here on the lanes, and I'm with Alexander James Adams. He's going to tell us an amusing anecdote from Fair.
I sing a song about Carl the Troll, and Carl the Troll actually really did exist. He did all the things that I speak of about rescuing damsels in distress and taking down peddlers of illegal leaf at Renaissance fairs. And the thing that I thought was one of the most amusing ones is somehow he realized that a friend of mine, Heather Alexander, was being followed backstage by a rather unseelie character who thought that he should be the next winner of her heart. Mind you, Heather was 5'9" and a redhead and could easily take care of herself. But this gentleman would not leave her alone. And at one point, he actually gets close enough to her where he can grab a hold of her and dip her over his leg like he was going to give her this massive romantic kiss, to which she laughs hysterically at him, which of course is the first and quickest way to deflate a man's libido. He kind of got rustled and he stood up. Just as he was standing up, Carl the Troll must have detected some trouble because he came running around the corner with a double-headed silver axe in his hand going, "Is there a problem here?" To which Heather was like, no, really, it's quite all right, Carl. I have it under wraps, it's quite good. He's like, no, really, I can help. And the gentleman was starting to step very quickly backwards, holding very close to his throat, realizing how close to death he might be with Carl the Troll and a double-headed silver axe. Actually, Heather was able to talk both him and the other gentleman down so that no one was harmed in this story. However, it does exist that Carl was a wonderful creature that would defend a woman's honor at any cost, at any place, and that somehow could know and smell it. So there's a story for you. Carl the Troll.
There's a troll in Valhalla neath the bright rainbow bridge. He jumps out and scares you if you're close to the ridge. Just give him a kiss or a fierce fighting grin, and he'll offer you treats and then welcome you to Valhalla, where the Valkyrie sings, where the ale horns are full and the horses have wings. Valhalla, it's a warrior's goal to fight fiercely, love lustily, and pay off the troll. He breaks regulations again and again. If you're weak-willed or lazy, or your heart is not true, then you meet with his axe, and you'll never get through to Valhalla, where the Valkyrie sings, where the ale horns are full and the horses have wings. Valhalla, it's a warrior's goal to fight fiercely, love lustily, pay off the troll. Starts up and the storm father sings. The troll gets his dulcimer covered in strings, which he beats with a hammer till the wood flies apart. Oh, the sound isn't pretty, but it comes from the heart of Valhalla, where the Valkyrie sings, where the ale horns are full and the horses have wings. Valhalla, it's a warrior's goal to fight fiercely, love lustily, and pay off the troll. Scoundrels, he'll terrorize thieves. He'll take down the peddlers of poisonous leaves. You can't bribe him with gold or with jewels or with pearls, but I hear he's a thing for those blonde pretty girls in Valhalla. Valhalla. Whoa. Till your time is at hand, and the Valkyrie carries you far from this land. Let your foes, friends, and lovers be many and great, so when you meet the troll, he will open the gate to Valhalla, where the Valkyrie sings, where the ale horns are full and the horses have wings. Valhalla, it's a warrior's goal to fight fiercely, love lustily, and pay off the troll in Valhalla,
When the Valkyrie sings, where the ale horns are full and the horses have wings, Valhalla. It's a warrior's god to fight fiercely, love lustily. There's a true in Valhalla.
Hello, my lords and ladies.
Hello! Hi!
I'm Liz Rodriguez.
I'm Nicole Keating.
And we're the ladies of the tower.
I guess I'm just really excited today. My greetings were extra exuberant.
Well, I'm sure it must have something to do with the news that's come out of Horsham. Have you heard?
Is this the one about the woman whose, you know, skirt blew up in the breeze and showed her little, you know,
it does seem like it would be up that alley.
It's very windy up there.
But no, actually, the area has been plagued by some kind of abominable beast.
That's terrifying! What kind of beast? A Sasquatch? A Yeti? A Bigfoot?
We don't really know, but let me read this description to you and see if you can maybe guess.
Please.
There is always in his track left a glutinous and filmy matter, as by a small similitude we may perceive in snails, which is very corrupt and offensive to the scent.
Well, first of all, gluten is terrible, and I think we're all allergic to it, so maybe stop leaving that glutinous trail. Could it possibly be El Chupacabra?
It's hard to say, but another creature was spotted in Oxfordshire, and this one had two faces and two heads like women, the one having the shape and attire of the time, and another in the fashion of the old attire.
Oh my gosh, that sounds delightful, because you don't have to decide between outfits, you just wear one on one side and one on the other.
I'm a bit more disturbed by these creatures than you are, and I think that it's something that needs to be dealt with by the news media. They need to tell this story and stop suppressing it.
Yes, please, because I'd like to know where I can find them and take a selfie.
If you'd like to learn more about these strange beasts, you can check out a recent episode of our history podcast, Rude Tudors, which is available on iTunes, Stitcher, and at rudetudors.com. This has been a moment in Renfest history.
Fantastic beasts and where to find them. That sounds like a good headline. Very original, yes?
In addition to his work with Celtic Mayhem, Martin Wilde has been doing more and more solo work of late. At the Florida Renaissance Festival, he had the opportunity to perform at least one show a day, sometimes more, showcasing his beautiful voice and fine guitar work. This song is from his solo CD, The Child Ballads, Volume 1. You can find out more about Martin at his website, martinwild.com, and that's MartinWylde. And this song is The Wife of Usher as well.
There lived a wife at Usher's Well, and a wealthy wife was she. She had three stout and stalwart sons, and she sent them overseas. They hadn't been a month from her, not one month and a day, till cold, cold death come o'er the land, and he stole those boys away. I wish the wind would ne'er more blow, nor fish swim in the flood, till my three boys come home to me in a flesh and blood, in earthly flesh and blood. Well, it fell about the modern mouse time, when the nights were long and dark. The calling wife's three boys came home, and their hats were off a bar that neither grew in any wood nor down by any wall. But at the gates of paradise, by the birkin tree grew tall. So she has laid the table good with bread and blood red wine. Come eat and drink, my bonny boys, come eat and drink, oh my. Oh mother, bread we cannot eat, nor can we drink the wine. For cold, cold death is lord of all, and to him we must resign. For the green, green grass is at our heads, and the clay is at our feet. And how your tears come tumbling down to wet the wine sheet, to wet. Has made a bed for good, and she's made it long and deep. She's laid it all with golden thread, and she's lulled those boys to sleep. The cock he hadn't crowed but once to welcome in the day. When the eldest to the youngest says, brother, we must away. For the cock does crow, the day does dawn, and the chattering worm doth chide. And if we're missed out of our place, then a sore pain must buy. For the green, green grass is at our heads, and the clay is at our feet. And how your tears come tumbling down to wet the winding sheet, to wet the wine. Wish the wind may ne'er more blow, nor fish swim in the flood, till my three sons return to me in earthly flesh and blood, in earthly flesh and blood.
Why does Cinderella suck at baseball? Because she had a pumpkin for a coach, and she keeps running away from the ball. And now back to somewhere else in the castle.
sing Bonnie Boys, Bonnie Mad Boys, Bedlam Boys are Bonnie, for they all go bare and they live by the air, and they want no drink or money.
For to see Mad Tom of Bedlam, 10,000 miles I've traveled, Mad Maudlin goes on dirty toes, for to save her shoes from gravel.
Still I sing Bonnie Boys, Bonnie Mad Boys, Bedlam Boys are Bonnie, for they all go bare and they live by the air, and they want no drink or money.
Now I regret that ever poor Tom was so disdained. My wits I've lost since him I've crossed, which makes me thus go chained.
Still I sing Bonnie Boys, Bonnie Mad Boys, Bedlam Boys are Bonnie, for they all go bare and they live by the air, and they want no drink or money.
I went down to Satan's kitchen far to get me food one morning. There I got souls a piping hot, all on the spit a turning.
Still I sing Bonnie Boys, Bonnie Mad Boys, Bedlam Boys are Bonnie, for they all go bare and they live by the air, and they want no drink or money.
My staff has murdered giants. Me bag a long knife carries to cut mince pies from children's thighs and feed them to the fairies.
Still I sing Bonnie Boys, Bonnie Mad Boys, Bedlam Boys are Bonnie, for they all go bare and they live by the air, and they want no drink or money.
The spirits white as lightning would on me travels guide me. The moon would shake and the stars would quake whenever they espied me.
Still I sing Bonnie Boys, Bonnie Mad Boys, Bedlam Boys are Bonnie, for they all go bare and live by the air, and they want no drink or money.
So drink to Tom of Bedlam, go fill the season barrels. I'll drink it all well brewed with gall, and maudlin drunk I'll quarrel.
Still I sing Bonnie Boys, Bonnie Mad Boys, Bedlam Boys are Bonnie, for they all go bare and they live by the air, and they want no drink or money. Still I sing Bonnie Boys, Bonnie Mad Boys, Bedlam Boys are Bonnie, for they all go bare and they live by the air, and they want no drink or money.
From the group Carolina Kaylee, we listen to Tom of Bedlam from their CD 50 Shades of Green. And you can find out more about Carolina Kaylee at their website, carolinakaylee.com.
Mark Gunn of the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, Captain Nicholas London of the Renaissance Festival Podcast, and artist and adventurer Matt Letter have teamed up to create a new kind of podcast. This is the story of the crew of the Quasar. Listen in as Gus Mainsails, Jenny Malone, Mark Gunn, and a group of geeks bring you their take on adventure. All fandoms, all worlds, any time and any dimension is within their grasp. Come and take a trip on our airship at quasarship.com. That's quasarship.com.
Earlier in the show, we told you how to become a patron of the Renaissance Festival podcast. If you were a patron, right now you'd be hearing Holy Ground, performed by the Rambling Sailors, Jack of All Trades by the Crimson Pirates, Molly Ballone from the Iron Hill Vagabonds, and Wilder Rover Blues, performed by Brett Blackshear. Go ahead, head over to patreon.com and join us as one of the patrons of the podcast.
Want to have your say? Go nominate an act or fair for the Renaissance Festival Awards. Nominations are being taken for the 2017 awards now, with voting to come in the fall. Go on over to renaissancefestivalawards.org now and cast your nomination.
Coming up next is probably the highlight of my time at the Florida Renaissance Festival. This is an interview with the Bremtown musicians. This is a quartet comprised of members of three different acts who came together to try and create something different, something unique, something that none of them would have or possibly could have done without the others. We're going to start off with an interview with the four of them, and we'll follow that up with a live performance from the Florida Renaissance Festival with the Bremtown musicians performing King Henry. Let's start with names from my left to right. Why don't you introduce yourself real quick?
Brett Blackshear.
Greg Chikosh.
Susan Chikosh. Misty Bernard.
Greg and Susan are with Ramblin' Sailors. Mm-hmm. Misty's with Hooligan. I have no idea what to say about you.
You only share a stage with me. That's okay. Most of the audiences don't know what to say about me either. I do a magic show.
There you go. It's a fine magic show, too. But Bremtown musicians.
So doing a duo show, Sea Shanties, we don't always gather a huge crowd. We notice that the big rock bands, well, for folk music at Ren Fairs, rock bands tend to get much larger crowds. So I thought, hey, if we did a four-piece, we could, you know, draw a bigger crowd and have more fun. And, you know, bigger sound, bigger crowd, good.
Yep. Very good.
And we're going to leave you with this.
There was Dido Bendigo Country, he was there, old traveler, he never looked behind him. There was Countess Rover, Granny Bass and Drover, these were the albums that could find him. These were the albums that could find him.
You're spilling.
I am.
Perfect. Just as though we had rehearsed.
You feeling it?
Alright, here we go.
And then I'm not a wooing when the lack of things are free. A store of wood and open heart and full of charity. Now this was seen of King Henry, so he lay quite alone.
Now hidden before, and a doe down by the
At this point in the show, we'd like to offer a heartfelt thank you to our friends of the podcast, Craig Wallerstein, Hank Woodward, and Marie Vopio. Their support helps keep the podcast coming out to you. So, how are we doing? Is there a show or a performer you'd like to hear on the show? Email us at renfestpodcast@gmail.com, or you can call or text us at 478-CASTLES. That's 478-227-8537.
That's just about all the time we have. Before I go, I would like to say a couple quick thank yous. I'd like to thank everyone who made it possible for me to go to the Florida Renaissance Festival to perform down there. It was an amazing experience. Like I said before, I heard some incredible music, saw some great entertainment, made some wonderful new friends. That couldn't have happened without the help of some really great people like Richard Weber, the entertainment director, Bobby Rodriguez, the owner of the festival. I want to thank everybody amongst the patrons that made me so welcome. I would like to thank my performing partner at the Florida Renaissance Festival, Victoria Van Arnhem. She and I performed together as Hammer and Pick, and we had an amazing time. Victoria was the one person most responsible for me being able to come into the fair, and can't thank you enough, girl. I'd like to thank everyone who participated in these interviews. I had an amazing time talking to everybody. We all knew going into it that the interviews couldn't be much more than 5 minutes long, so my apologies to whoever has to edit these interviews down to manageable length. My thanks also to Stephen Conroy, who made a lot of the interviews possible and was really the impetus for a lot of this coming together. Stephen is a huge music fan. He's a huge Renaissance Festival fan, and just a heck of a fine human being. But for now, I'm going to leave you with the final song. And because I picked the songs, I'm going to finish up with one more of my songs. Again, this is from my newest CD, Crescent Moon, which is going to be available on CD Baby at any time. Once again, you can find out more about me and my performance schedule and whatnot at facebook.com/JesseLinderBard. But we'll finish up with a song that was a longtime favorite closing song at the Bristol Renaissance Fair. This is Bring On the Starlight.
Oh, we have come to an end, and it's time to say so long, my friend. I hope you can feel that the meaning is new when we promise to meet once again. Be a rich man, a poor man, a fool or a sure man, we gathered our hands and made a merry stand. People, they come and they go. It's the nature of things, I suppose. But one thing's for certain, the night is a curtain, the moon of our memory grows. So bring on the starlight, make everything end right, a dream's just a memory that grows. At the fair time, it's our time, a dream time to share time, fair time was a my time to know. That the meaning is real when
promise to be once again. So bring on the starlight, everything and bright. A dream's just a memory that grows. And the fair time is our time, the dream time, the shared time. The fair time was the fine time to know.
Renaissance Festival Podcast is brought to you by the fans and performers and the podcast minions. If you enjoy the music you heard, visit renaissancefestivalmusic.com and find out more about the artists who make the music happen. Share your support, buy their music, and tell your friends about the great music you found here. We will see you at the fair. Sláinte.
The fair is over. The sun begins to set. The cast gathers to feast among the clovers. Friends hug. Enemies hug too. Another year for us to take animosity and shrug. The drums still linger. The story is set. Music overwhelms a sad ballad singer. It passed too quick. What happened to time when musicians would gather to play a few licks? Hold me a moment. Don't say a word. Let me inhale so I can smell the magic that's floating. Another year passes. I think I must have blinked. There's too much I missed and not enough lasses.